Well, good morning, everyone. We are back for what I hope will be a weekly get together that we're going to have conversation on NFL fantasy matchup. As always, we have Jed over in Chicago and Jimmy over in Arizona. And so welcome, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, we've been talking about, look, the NFL season is kind of quiet. The draft is over. Everyone's preparing for mini camps. And so hopefully a lot of times we'll spend some time each single week talking about news and notes, but maybe we'll do something fun. We were just talking about cryptocurrency, the NBA playoffs, all of these different things. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about baseball, the White Sox, the Cubs, things like that as well too. But today, as a result, I want to talk a little bit about the NFL and with some of the news and notes. Specifically today, Aaron Rodgers, I'll start with you, Jed. Aaron Rodgers appears on ESPN. And here's what he said as a quote. His issues are not with the Green Bay Packers as a team and drafting Jordan Love, but rather about organizational philosophy. With my situation, look, it's never been about the draft pick, picky Jordan. It's been about the philosophy, maybe forgetting that it's about the people that make the things go. It's about character. It's about culture. It's about doing things the right way. He goes on and talks about he thought that he was going to get replaced. Suddenly an MVP season, and it threw their plans completely off track. Do you think Aaron Rodgers will be the starting quarterback of the Green Bay Packers?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think they got to trade him. He's obviously disgruntled. I read that piece on Aaron Rodgers, and I just thought it was just ironic. You know, here's Aaron Rodgers talking about character, talking about how important people are. When all this comes down to is he feels disrespected. Like, the bottom line is his ego is so big that he couldn't handle, you know, them making this move and the fact that they didn't tell him ahead of time. And basically, and I would agree with them. Like, he deserved, you know, to know ahead of time. They bungled the way they handled letting him know. But it's just ironic to hear this guy talking about character when the reality is it's his own pride, it's his own ego that's causing these problems. If he was a real character guy, he would swallow it and just, you know, march on. But he's not. I mean, he's all about him. And so I think he's gone. I think it could be exciting. You know, they were talking about him and Julio maybe hooking up in Denver. Yeah. That would be insane. So, you know, we'll see.
Jim, let me ask you, if Aaron Rodgers does not play, Aaron Jones as well as Davante Adams, are they still first-round players?
Oh, you're on mute.
Oh. Maybe Aaron Jones. I just think that Davante Adams is going to suffer because Aaron Rodgers is not there. I think in the latest ESPN mock poll or mock draft, he went second towards the middle of the second round. I actually can see him dropping a little bit because people are not really sure about Jordan Love. I do think they're going to have to rely on Aaron Jones as well, too, though.
Yeah. All right, Jim. Julio Jones reportedly requested a trade from the Falcons a few months ago. And I'm not sure if you guys, did any of you guys see that interaction that he had with Shannon Sharpe yesterday?
No, but I actually saw, I saw the clip of it. When Shannon Sharpe, see, here's the thing. Some people weren't really sure if Julio Jones even knew that he was being taped live.
Yep.
And so I think Sharpe had to like reiterate it in the second part of the conversation. But he said, look, I'm not joining the Cowboys, but I don't think he's going to be staying with the Atlanta Falcons as well, too.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think he's gone too. And the team I keep hearing is the Patriots, which again is another insane. I mean, Julio anywhere would be amazing.
I can see Belichick going after him, just like he went after Randy Moss.
Exactly. Belichick is a special with these old veterans, right? I mean, even Hopkins out in Arizona, he came out and said, I'd restructure my contract to get Julio here. But I don't think that's going to happen because they don't have the cap space. But Julio actually fits the cap space in New England. And you put that with those two tight ends, man, that team is looking pretty good.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Would he really fit better? Skyrockets. Would he fit better with New England or San Francisco, though?
Ooh, that's an interesting one. Man, San Francisco is a solid. I think he'd be great in either situation. But personally, I feel like New England with those two tight ends, I'm just so intrigued. This is going back to, you know, the Gronk and the convicts, two double tight end days. I feel like that offense, we're going to see some, you know, some real noise there.
Well, yeah. I mean, like everybody says, Brady won his Super Bowl. Belichick is as competitive as they can be. You know what he's going to try to do is he's going to try to trump Brady and win a Super Bowl. That's why he made all those free agent moves, right?
Oh, have you guys heard about the tickets for – so it's game four of the regular season, right?
Yeah.
Brady back in New England. They're saying the ticket price is minimum is like $1,500 for the nosebleed. So it's beating the Super Bowl prices because everyone wants to see that revenge game.
Yeah.
Hey, Jim, if Julio's does leave, all right, Mike Davis or Calvin Ridley, are you drafting these guys ahead of Aaron Jones and Devontae Adams?
Oh, yeah, I think I would. I mean, I know about Mike Davis. I know Mike Davis. I mean, Mike Davis was good, but I don't know if I want to draft him ahead of Aaron Jones. But I actually think
Ridley over Ridley, Devontae Adams. Right? That is a tough one.
I was just thinking about that. I was like, I don't know. I think Devontae Adams is still higher, but you got to admit that Ridley has a pretty high upside. So
I think Devontae Adams, I think his talent is out of this world. So I think even with Jordan Love back there, you know, I think his talent is so high that you still got, I think second round is right for a Devontae Adams. And I would take him over Calvin Ridley. Although I think, like you said, the ceiling on Ridley probably is higher.
But Adams is such a touchdown machine, right? Like, usually what he'll go after the big top running backs and you'll grab him. But I think this year he's going to be like, what's his name? Thomas from the Saints from last year. Like, you draft him high, but he's going to disappoint you if you draft him.
Yeah.
Hey, Ronald Jones, Coach Arians comes up and said, Ronald Jones will continue to split time with Leonard Fournette this year. Jed, do you like any of these guys as you start looking at your draft?
Man, Rojo was a huge – if you got him last year, you might have won your league because he was drafted so low and had such great production. So even though he's saying that, I might take a flyer and think that he still wins out because he got all the key touches too. It wasn't just that – you know, they're splitting carries, but like which carries. And I feel like Ronald Jones, I mean, his production, I should go, I don't have the stats in front of me, but I would guess he was easily top 10 in the running back space.
Yeah. Jim, Tim Tebow signs with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Are you even looking at him as your starting tight end?
No, but I think, I mean, he's generated tons of sales for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, yeah, top five, man.
And,
that guy.
And you know that they're going to try to put, like, even the preseason games, it's going to be must-watch between Lawrence and Tebow. You know that people are going to be watching those games.
Wait, so, okay, two questions. One, do you think he makes the 53-man roster? Because that's not what he's on right now, right? Like, right now
he's on the 90-man roster, right?
Yeah, So do you think he makes the 53-man roster, one? And then two, if he does he get drafted at all? Not whether or not you would draft him, but does he get drafted at all?
I think if you were in a 12-man league, you would possibly draft him. I actually do think that he'll make the 53-man roster. There's some people who think this is all publicity stunts, and this is just Urban Meyer's way of taking care of Tebow, getting some butts into the seats, and then eventually throwing him back onto like a practice squad and eventually on his staff. I wouldn't underestimate Tebow. I think Tebow has it in him to at least do somewhat decently. And he'll stick it just like he did with baseball and just like he did it as a quarterback as well.
Well, supposedly he came into camp and he was bulked up. Like he came into camp like 10 or 15 pounds heavier and it was like all muscle.
Hey, if I was owner, if you were owner, wouldn't you sign Tim Tebow?
Everything
rocks up. Viewers, everything.
It's an entertainment league. Like anyone who thinks that it's not an entertainment league, this just proves that it is. Although the other argument I heard that was really good was how come Tebow got signed and Kaepernick didn't? Like that was a pretty good argument. But definitely, I mean, he's going to put butts in seats. Guarantee you he's worth way more than whatever they signed him for.
Well, here's the thing with Tebow, right? He had Urban Meyer, his coach, who was willing to take a chance on him. With Kaepernick, who outside of maybe Harbaugh, who was willing to take a chance on him and have to deal with all of the other stuff that came with it, right? And so Harbaugh would have been the only one, but he's not in the NFL.
Yeah, and it wouldn't have been guaranteed, you know, increase in sales, because for as many sales as you might have added, there'd be the people who'd detract and who would like be upset. So it's not the same ball game.
And we're not saying that we agree or disagree with what Kaepernick did. It's just, as an owner, the economics of it. Do I want to sign Kaepernick and suddenly have different people divided? Or do I want to sign Tebow with jerseys increasing, everything increasing, viewership increasing? It's a no-brainer right there.
Right? Like, and I know we're spending way too much time on this, but last year, most of these folks lost tons of money because of lack of attendance, lack of people coming to these games. They're going to have to come up with something. I mean, in some ways, Justin Fields is going to bring seats and people to Chicago Bears games, and already jersey numbers are going up, right? And so part of the reason why a lot of these teams sign these players is also because of an economic reason too.
Oh, for sure.
All right, Jess. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, how weird was it if you watched the New York Knicks game against Atlanta to see the stadium was packed? I don't know if you guys noticed that on TV. It was weird to see a stadium packed again, but it was cool to hear all the crowd noise.
Actually, the cooler thing was yesterday. I'm not a golf guy, but looking at all those crowds watching Phil Mickelson,
yeah.
You know, I was like, whoa, there's a lot of people there.
Yeah, that was a great story too. And because he just 50 years old, it was like perfect, you know, like he turned 50 and still won a championship. That was great.
Speaking of tight ends, Jed, I'm going to go through you. Former first round draft pick from the Carolina Panthers, Kelvin Benjamin, officially signed with the New York Giants as a tight end.
I saw that. You guys remember Kelvin Benjamin in Carolina? Yep. He was nut. He was so, and he's a big dude. Yep. I saw that little note. You know, that again, that's an interesting one, but I just feel like the tight end position is so strong. There's gotta be some other people you might look at ahead of him. But you never know. That Giants team is starting to come around.
My only hesitation is the first year he was with Carolina, he had as a rookie, he had a 1,000 yard season. But he was often criticized because he wasn't prepared. He didn't work really hard. And so the question for me is, has anything changed, right? And you also have Engram in that position as tight end for the Giants. And so is he going to be better, or is he just going to be a complement to him that might come in for one or two downs as a blocker?
And they also have Kyle Rudolph over at the Giants as well, too.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Hey, Jim, actually, let me say one thing and a couple of things. The free agents, the higher profile free agents that are still out there right now, Duke Johnson, Le'Veon Bell, Alshon Jeffrey, Trey Burton, Kenny Stills, and one more, Todd Gurley, who is predicted to be signing a one-year contract with the Kansas City Chiefs. If he does, Jim, are you looking at him as a backup running back on your team?
Possibly. I mean, maybe not somebody I would draft immediately, but I would be paying attention to him during the season. While Bell is still out there, I didn't know that he wasn't signed.
Yes, and I would stay away from the Kansas City running backs because I just, again, that position, I feel like you just don't get the ball enough. You don't know who's gonna get the ball in Kansas City, and so I would stay away. Although I think as far as real life football, that's probably a great signing for them.
I mean, think about it, right? Like if you were looking at Baltimore, if you're looking at Kansas City, I mean, the quarterback's taking most of your rushes. And so if you're wanting your running back to get points and you're drafting them in the second or third round, I don't know if you want to take a risk on Dobbins or Hilaire, because you know that most of the rushing yards is going to go to the quarterback as well, too.
Yeah. That's interesting that Kenny Stills is out there, though. He's Stills, when healthy, man, he's a solid producer.
No, yeah. I mean, on a 12-man league, I go for him maybe like third or fourth wide receiver, throwing him on the bench, something like that.
Yeah, what's happening with the Texans? I mean, I'm in my mind right now, I'm like staying away from all the Texans. I don't want to have any of those players. But have you heard anything else?
Yep, Deshaun Watson came out and says that he is not attending OTAs, but he is still requesting a trade. So now, at the same time, I would probably say your best player out there, Brandon Cooks, and Phillips. What was the name? Philip Lindsay the two best players out there.
Yeah. See, and I would stay away from both. That place is a mess in my mind.
By the way, speaking of which, I know that Aaron Rodgers did that interview. He didn't attend OTAs yesterday as well, too. And Jordan Love started in his place. So those are signals that June 1st is going to be the date you want to watch, right? Because that's when they can get some of the money off the books. That way they're not getting taking such a major hit. I think we have to pay attention to the Aaron Rodgers news.
Hey, look, when he forgo OTAs yesterday, he forgo $500,000. Not many people could say, I don't need the $500,000, all right? Hey, let's go to the rookies as well, too. Let's do a simple three-round draft. Jed, I know a lot of times I'm going to have you to go first, then Jimmy, and then myself. And then from that point on, we'll just snake around it. But with that said, if you had the first pick with just rookies, go ahead, Jed.
I was going to say, what are the rules? Are we drafting for Dynasty? Or are we drafting for this season? For this season, I'm assuming.
For this season, yes. For this season. You know what? What would you say, Jim? Would you want to do this season or Dynasty?
Let's just do it for this season. I think Dynasty would be more fun, but this season is just more pertinent. So,
okay.
Yep. All right.
This season. Okay, I'll go number one. I know everyone likes Najee Harris, but I'm not taking a running back for my first one. I'm going to go a little nuts. I'm going to go with Kyle Pitts, the tight end. I feel like he is otherworldly talent in that situation in Atlanta with how much they throw the ball, and I just feel like it's a perfect situation for him. So I'm going to go with Kyle Pitts.
That's pretty good. I would love Kyle Pitts. I actually think he's going to be a stud.
Here's what they said about him. True unicorn at the tight end position. 6'6", 245 pounds, 4.44 speed. Calvin Ridley, Mike Davis, Hayden Hurst. Last year, they finished 28th in yards rushing per game and 9th in pass rate. And in some sense, they've already declined Hurst's fifth-year option. Kyle Pitts is the true stud. He probably right now, without even playing a single game, he's probably your fourth best tight end after Waller, after Kittles, after Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Exactly. Yeah. And I feel like his ceiling in a lot of ways maybe is even higher. So we'll have to see, especially if Julio's gone too. Boy, then there's even more points to be had. So yeah, I think Pitts is going to, you know what, if you think about it in your regular drafts, you're probably going to have to spend maybe even a second round pick to get Pitts. Yeah. Maybe probably like third round.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see him being a really good touchdown guy, you know?
Size.
Once they get into the red zone. I mean, if Julio Jones is gone and there's just going to be Calvin Ridley,
yeah, he's too.
You know, Matt Ryan's good, and Todd Gurley is gone as well too. Matt Ryan's going to look for Pitts.
Yep. Yeah. No.
Hey, agree. I'm going to be one of those guys during auction draft that will be sitting in there spiking it up to $55, $60 for someone who's going to be desperate to pick him up.
Yeah, that might be me. I mean, I like him. I like the tight end position. I feel like. Understanding the tight end position has been a key to winning fantasy the past 3-4 years because the position has changed so much and it's such a big producer of points now. And so, yeah, I'm a big Pitts fan.
Yeah, forget it. Go ahead.
Last year I got Travis Kelce pretty high towards the end of the first round, early second round. And that made the difference for me, you know, because if you're going in with a position like a tight end position where you don't have that many, you're not scoring that many points, it's going to hurt you, you know? So I'd much rather take a high pick on a good tight end and then maybe take a stab on the waiver wire for like a couple wide receivers or running backs as well too.
No, I totally disagree with you guys. I won my championship with Logan Thomas. All right. I won a championship with Logan Thomas. I think a lot of times I'll let all of you guys buy the tight end and I'll draft it for like $8 and I'll still spend the rest of my money on someone different.
But see, Logan Thomas actually did pretty good towards the end. Now, no one drafted him. He was picked up towards the end, like on the waiver wire, right? And so that's the thing is if you can find a good tight end on the waiver wire. Like, for instance, I think the tight end, I forgot his name right now, the tight end in Minnesota is actually going to be a decent tight end for people to pick up if Kelce and some of these guys are not around.
Yep. Jim, second pick, who would you pick?
I'll tell you this. it's between Harris with the Steelers or Chase with the Bengals. And I actually think if we were picking for this year, right, Najee Harris with the Pittsburgh Steelers is actually going to be my pick. That's going to be my second pick. I actually think that he's going to be a touchdown scoring machine. I think he's going to do really well.
The Pittsburgh beat writer says that Najee Harris will be pushing for 275 touches as a rookie. Extremely high. They are looking for a bell cow who will keep running all day.
Let's just hope he's not like Hilaire from Kansas City.
Well, and the one problem with that is the Pittsburgh team as a whole. Like, I feel like that team is on the downswing. I mean, you want to say that last year was an off year because Ben was hurt, but I don't know. I feel like Ben has not shown the longevity of some of his other peers. And so that would be my only concern is I think their offensive production is on the downturn.
Yeah, but so the reason why I'm picking him is think about it, right? Like when Peyton Manning, going back to John Elway, towards the last couple of years, they had really good running backs who was able to take over the offense. And so the quarterbacks became more of a managing quarterback than they were a throwing quarterback, right? And so I can see Pittsburgh really going down that route where they're going to say, we're going to make the focal point Harris, but we're going to use the wide receivers that we have to be a distraction and actually to be weapons for Roethlisberger so that we can open up spaces for the running back. So I could see them doing that.
Yeah. The only problem is Pittsburgh has one of the worst offensive lines currently as a team. Hey, my player is Ja'Marr Chase of the Cincinnati Bengals. They let AJ Green walk. Joe Burrow is up-and-coming quarterback, even though there are some injury concerns, protection concerns on the offensive line, but you still have Joe Mixon, you have Tyler Boyd, you have T. Higgins. I don't think you could go wrong with the Ja'Marr Chase. Out of the three top wide receivers, Ja'Marr Chase, I think, is the best wide receiver.
I agree.
Yeah, definitely. I think he's in a great position in Cincinnati. There's going to be a ton of points. I love the connection with his quarterback. So I think he's definitely the first wide receiver off the board.
So let me ask you guys something. If this was a dynasty pick, right? If this was a dynasty draft, would you guys have picked any of the quarterbacks in one of your first three picks?
I wouldn't have picked him over Pitts. I still think Pitts is... I would have pushed down because I think running backs for dynasty are less to me. I mean, there's just less, you know, there's less tread there. Like they can't last as long. So I would have. Yeah, I still, you know, yeah, that's interesting if it would be top three or not. Yeah, I would say no.
My next player a lot of time is going to be Jalen Waddle of the Miami Dolphins. Now, look, I am not crazy about Tua, but they did play college together. And also now they have Will Fuller and Devontae Parker, and they have Myles Gaskin. I think Miami is an up-and-coming team, and so Jalen Waddle is my second player off my board. So now I have two wide receivers.
Yeah, I was going to say, you went wide receiver. Yep. Okay, we see your strategy.
Yeah, Jim, what's your next one?
See, okay, so I was really thinking, do I get another running back? Because I do think Javonte Williams, who's going to be the running back for the Denver Broncos, who was actually a pretty good pick for the Broncos, is actually going to be good. But I already have a running back, so the person I'm going to go after is Devontae Smith. Smith is going to be small, but there's no other wide receivers out there. I mean, Jalen Hurts is going to need somebody to throw the ball to. Right now, he's got his two tight ends, but I actually think that even though he's small for this year, you know, I think Smith is actually going to do well for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah. Smith, Eagles traded up to select Smith with the number 10 pick. And so he'll be paired up with Jalen Reagor. And some of the other receivers they have is Travis Fulcombe, Greg Ward, some of the weakest wide receiver. Playing with Jalen Hurts is your starting quarterback, but Devontae Smith is a lot smaller, but I actually think he would do well. So I think it's a natural fit.
Good. Well, especially since Rager's not doing too well either.
No, great. Any other thoughts on this one, Jed, before you make your next selection?
Nope. I was just looking down. So you left Javonte Williams for me. So I will take him to pair with Pitts. I think that's a pretty strong pairing of a tight end and a running back. Williams in Denver. Let's see what happens in Denver, man. If Aaron Rodgers goes there, then his stock draft is going to shoot up and even higher than it already is. So I like Javonte Williams at the running back position for Denver. But then I'm going to reach down. So I want to add to my – instead of going with the wide receiver, I'm going to actually go with another running back, and I'm going to take Trey Sermon in San Francisco. Yeah, out of Ohio State, out of Oklahoma, and then to Ohio State. I mean, I feel like Sermon has, I don't know, he's just a huge guy. Reminds me of Derrick Henry. Reminds me of Derrick Henry, just huge dude who's super fast. So I like Trey Sermon in San Francisco. I know there's other running backs there as well, but I'm going to take him as my second running back.
Hey, look, Chet, I still have high hopes for Raheem Mostert, all right? With Tevin Coleman gone, if that man can stay healthy, I think he's an elite running back. So I love Raheem Mostert, but at the same time, Trey Sermon would be a great running back over Tevin Coleman and all those guys if Mostert got injured.
Yeah, the line in San Francisco, I mean, you just know the running backs are always going to get production. So, and like you said, Mostert's got to stay healthy. That's the big key.
Yeah. Hey, and don't you like your Oklahoma players?
I do. That's the thing. I can't get away from my Oklahoma players. Anytime they're from Oklahoma, I'm like, man, all right. You know, just like Trey Young in Atlanta, I was rooting for that guy too.
Yeah. Jim, who's your next player?
I was actually tempted to pick up Trevor Lawrence because I actually think that he'll play. But I'm going to go with a safe pick, and I'm going to say Bateman with the Baltimore Ravens, the wide receiver rookie from that went to Baltimore. He's 6'2", 210 pounds. I actually think they need a big receiver. I actually think that he's going to be this year's Justin Jefferson.
Ooh.
Interesting.
High ceiling, yeah.
Bateman was drafted with the 27th overall pick. He is going to be paired up with Marquise Brown, who has been terrible, but you also have Mark Andrews on the team and J.J. Dobbins on the team as well, too. Hey, look, you're still going to get a runner with Lamar Jackson, but suddenly he has a stud wide receiver to pair alongside with Marquise Brown and Mark Andrews. And I think Marquise Brown has shown that he's not very good, or he only has one couple breakout games, and Rashid Bateman hopefully will provide some consistency in offense.
See, now I'm going to defend Marquise Brown here. Yeah, I don't think this is the issue of the offense. There's not enough balls thrown. There's not enough passes to go around. That would be my concern with Bateman, is there's just not enough offense on the passing game. They rely too much on the running game, and so I don't think that's Brown's fault. I think Brown is a talent, man. The guy, if you look at his first year, the guy had amazing stats.
No, but okay, but if you looked at a lot of the plays last year, and this is why Bateman for me is intriguing, did you see how many drops he had last year? Right, so that's the thing, is for me, what you want is the reason why I like Bateman is they said that he's got really good hands. That's why he's going to be almost like a Justin Jefferson type of player. He's big. He knows how to catch these balls. He doesn't drop balls. And so I think Lamar Jackson is actually going to go look for him, and they're going to use Brown as a decoy, or they're just going to send him down the field, and they're just going to check the ball over to him. But I think the person that is going to be steady for them is going to be Bateman. That's my thought.
Yeah. Hey, now for me on my next pick, if it was a dynasty, all right, I would pick Trevor Lawrence because I think he's going to be a stud. He's going to be like Justin Herbert. Now, at the same time, when we're picking for the season, I actually would have to go to Travis Etienne for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, the coach is saying that he's going to be a third down back. He's going to play wide receiver. You are not drafting someone in the first round to play a third down role. You're just not going to do it. I know the stud, and I know Jimmy loved James Robinson. I know you guys love James Robinson. But you know what? Forget James Robinson. By next year, he'll be cut or demoted. Travis Etienne is going to be your quarterback, and I think he's going to do decently well this year.
cut or demoted. My goodness, James Robinson, 1,000 yards, man. The guy was a stud. I did not see them. If they cut him, he's going to be picked up right away.
Trade him. Trade him for a second-round pick. Trade him for a second, third-round pick.
I mean, I'm not drafting James Robinson this year because, like, look, they're going to take care of Trevor Lawrence, and they're going to make sure his running back is right next to him.
I hope they trade him to the Bears. That's all I'll say.
Okay, Jed, respond to him. Do you think, let me ask you, of all the players that are existing, wasn't James Robinson's draft stock hurt the most because of the NFL draft?
Oh, yeah. I mean, what a weird, pickup after. I just can't believe it. After 1,000. And what you're saying about they're going to take care of Trevor Lawrence. Okay, I get that as far as that's his teammate. But, man, the bottom line is Trevor Lawrence is going to want the best rushing game he can have. And to me, that's with James Robinson. That's not going to be with Etienne as a three-down back.
Well, I can see Urban Myers, right? And I don't know Urban Myers, but I can see Urban Myers saying, Robinson's not my guy. Lawrence and Etienne is going to be my guy, right? So I'm going to take care of my guys first, just like he took care of Tebow. And if Robinson does well, that's great. We can use him as trade commodity. That's why I don't think he'll come out and say Robinson is not the number one running back, because I think that they need a market for him.
And also they keep saying that he reminds him, the coach reminds him, says he reminds him of Percy Harvin, who played for him at the University of Florida. So you're going to take this player and mold him into a Percy Harvin, who was really, really good for probably not Seattle, at least for Minnesota. He was pretty really good before he got injured.
I'm going to take a commercial break and just say Ethereum is rising today. Ooh. And it was a really bad weekend for them because they went down all the way to $1,700. And I spent some money to pick up some. And now it's at about $2,600.
Nice.
Very good.
That's a good crypto breaking news.
That's a crypto break for our next podcast.
Yeah. Hey, any final thoughts as we wrap up here?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jed.
No, I was just going to say, I think if it came back around that don't sleep on Justin Fields. And I know I'm drinking a little bit of Chicago Kool-Aid, but that's someone you want to put on your watch list and just see, because, I think the combination of the rushing yards together with passing, that's what you're hoping for out of a Fields. To me, he's like a bigger version of Hurts, and so a more durable version. And so let's just see what happens. But that's someone I put a flyer on.
I actually agree with you, Jed. If it came back around, I actually would look at Fields, and I actually would look at Trey Lance, the quarterback with San Francisco, because I actually think both of them would have potential. But I would most likely pick up Fields, because look at Herbert last year. Nobody thought he would do well. If you had Herbert as your quarterback, you were going to make the playoffs and potentially win as well too.
Yeah. Hey, as we wrap up, I know we're going to talk about the NBA playoffs. Maybe we'll talk about next week. What team are you rooting for here in NBA playoffs, Jed?
Well, I would like to see a new champ. So that's probably my overarching goal. I am watching Atlanta with Trae Young, and I'm hoping that they'll upset the Knicks. I know everyone's on the Knicks wagon. It's hard with Derrick Rose there too. Yep. I like watching him. But I also like Phoenix and CP3.
Yep.
I would like to see CP3 do well. But I think people are counting the Lakers out a little too soon. As they say, it's not a real series until you lose at home, and they haven't technically lost at home. So I think they could come back in that series, but that's a good matchup.
But you saw what happened in CP3, right? Of course he gets injured in the playoffs.
I think he was play acting a little bit. If you saw what happened, I think it was just like a stinger. I think he's fine.
Yeah,
Phoenix is a really good team. The two teams that the three teams I really like right now, Phoenix, Atlanta, and I like Memphis. Those are the three teams that have good young players that were surprised this year that I actually really like. I don't want the Lakers to win. I don't want Brooklyn to win. I think at the end of the day, the Bucks are going to end up winning the championship.
Wow, that's a big one. I don't know if the Bucks can beat the Nets. I feel like Brooklyn they are shooting on all cylinders. That first game to me was a statement to the league saying, hey, I know we've been messing around, but hey, now we're serious and like the game is over. And so that I think that's a tough matchup.
Did you see how many points those big three scored? And then maybe They got one or two other players that scored a couple points, but those guys dominated the ball.
Yeah, they don't need anyone else. If the three of them are clicking, they're going to be really hard to stop. The only thing I was going to say with Phoenix, other than CP3, Devin Booker, people will realize, you know, in the years to come, this is a Hall of Fame player. I mean, Booker is insane. Like, his skill level, people need to realize he's not the guy. It's CP3 is certainly an improvement. He's a key piece of that team, but Booker is the man.
Devin Booker is very, very – and you know who is fun to watch? Speaking of Atlanta, we talk about Trae Young. Clint Capella is really fun to watch. I really enjoy him.
Yeah, down in Houston, he was already good too. I mean, the athleticism is off the charts.
Okay, here's the thing. If Brooklyn were to play somebody like the Denver Nuggets, though, does Brooklyn have the players to go against Aaron Gordon and also the Joker, right? So – because they've got all guards. Will they have the big men to go against those guys?
That's the issue with Brooklyn is defense, and especially down low, right, in the backcourt, mm-hmm. So in the front court. So that's an interesting matchup if that something like that were to happen. We'll see if they get there, though. I have doubts right now. You know, does anyone know with Donovan Mitchell, what's the lick? That's the key, Donovan Mitchell. Like, what's happening? Is the guy coming back or not?
So I was listening to the radio yesterday, and they were criticizing Mitchell, right? It was Reggie Miller. Reggie Miller says, if it was me, I would have played that game, because they said even if I was 75% of my normal, that was better than most players.
But they made it sound like it wasn't his choice, that the team forced him not to play.
Yeah, I don't know. They said if he plays his next game, the question will be, you should have just played. Should you have just played the first game? If he doesn't play this next game, then what Miller was saying is this is going to be more serious than we originally decided. But they were also talking about an interview with Rudy Gobert, where Gobert had said, he didn't say straight out that Mitchell should have played, but he did question, should Mitchell have suited up? And he was surprised that Mitchell didn't suit up for that game.
And a side note, Jamal Murray is out for the Denver Nuggets, right?
Yeah, he is. Uh-huh.
So is he out for the season, just out for a couple games?
No, he's actually out for the season. He's not coming back.
Wow.
So what happened to him?
He left. You know what? Let me
Google
really fast, because I know that he got injured a couple weeks before the end of the season. And so I forgot what he tore, but he was out. He's been out for a while.
Got it. Okay.
Well, that's why Lillard. That's why they had no guards to go against Lillard, and so that's why in this game, if you watched it yesterday, they just kept feeding it to Aaron Gordon. They kept feeding it to their big guys, Porter, Gordon, and Jokic were the three people they fed it to, and Portland couldn't stop them because they weren't going through their guards anymore.
Yeah. All right. Hey, it is. We all have to go back to work and get on with the rest of our day. And let's do this again next week. And looking forward to it, guys.
Yep. It's good to see everyone.
Talk to you.